flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including, how about this? We got our boxing expert Billy Lanny standing by. It looks like we have a new bout to get ready for.
Oh?
Logan Paul.
Nice.
Versus Conor McGregor.
Oh. Where's that going to be? Netflix?
It's going to be in India.
It's going to be in India.
It's going to be in India.
In India. Okay.
It's going to be in India.
Should be on Netflix.
Yeah, I wonder if it's also on Netflix.
I would imagine.
Which I love because so many people were like, after the Tyson thing, they're like, I'm never watching this again. You're going to watch the McGregor one.
If it's free, you better believe I'll watch it. I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with the thing, too. Oh, the stream was terrible, but you're going to sit there and watch football games on it.
You're going to watch the Chiefs on Christmas.
Although the good news, again, for Netflix is Mahomes probably hurts. So you're going to get much less demand to crash that stream, yeah.
But so Conor McGregor, one of the great UFC fighters of all time, he hasn't fought in the UFC since 2021. He broke his leg in a fight against Dustin Poirier. He was scheduled to fight Michael Chandler later on. This past June, he had to withdraw with an injured foot.
And he's dabbled in...
Floyd Mayweather.
I was going to say, he fought Mayweather,
that was a big boxing match.
I think I paid for one of those. Like, yeah, that one you had, I think I paid for one of those.
I think a lot of people paid for
that. That was an end of the summer one, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you in on this, though, Bill? You going to watch?
Yeah, I mean, if it's as accessible as Tyson Paul was, then yes, of course I'll
How old's McGregor? I know he's not Tyson's age, but, like, how old is he? Not young.
Oh, I mean, he's probably the youngest guy that Paul's
He's 36.
Paul? Oh, that's actually younger than I thought. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Logan Paul's, like, a half a foot taller than him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Logan Paul just fought Tyson. Like, they're not in the same weight class. McGregor?
Jake Paul fought him.
I'm getting my Pauls mixed up.
You're getting, so the former US WWE US champion is fighting Conor McGregor.
Oh, so the wrestler.
So I'm getting my Pauls confused.
Too. But Logan Paul did fight Mayweather. That one was, forget what that was. That was an exhibition.
No, I was talking about McGregor fighting
Mayweather.
McGregor fought Mayweather. Wow. Yeah, I'm getting my flying Pauls.
Their common ground is that they both fought Mayweather.
We're getting our Pauls crossed.
Got it. Oh, so this isn't another... So I wonder who Jake Paul's going to fight next. Not that I'm, like, super into it, but so Logan Paul, who I'm telling you, more of an athlete.
Super athletic.
He does, like, moonsaults and stuff in the WWE.
Perfect for wrestling.
He is a great WWE wrestler. And he has boxed some of these guys. I feel like Jake Paul has had more fights. But he's a little bit thicker.
Oh, yeah. No, Logan Paul's probably had 5 boxing matches, and, like, two of them were against that guy, KSI.
Right. That's, like, another one of these, like, streamers.
Okay. Right.
But... Logan Paul is probably closer in weight to Conor McGregor than Jake Paul is.
Yeah, Jake Paul's beefed up big time.
All right. So anyway, there's your update.
Huh.
You are my sunshine, my only grab bag.
Celtics are off until Thursday, enjoying a little bit of break right now. They play the Bulls on Thursday.
You love this. You love them not playing and getting lots of rest in December.
I'm a fan of it. But, Jones, your NBA Cup championship game is tonight at 8:30 on ABC. I know you're going to be locked in.
Yep.
You're going to be locked into Thunder Bucks.
How much?
Bucks Thunder.
Thunder Bucks. Thunder Bucks. Sounds like its own cartoon series.
I was going to say.
How heavy a favorites are the Thunder tonight? Because, number one, they're just the better team. That's it. Wow.
Yeah,
and then you have Doc Rivers coaching in an elimination game, Keith.
Yeah.
I don't love the Bucks' chances.
You don't like Doc Rivers to get it done?
I don't like Doc Rivers to bring home the NBA Cup. That's true. It's not a game seven.
Shouldn't he have a little bit of a better chance?
He did win a one-off the other day against the Hawks, I guess, and to his credit. So he's been winning some of these in the NBA Cup. I don't know. Maybe it'll change the narrative on Doc Rivers to win tonight. Maybe win one for Doc. Win an NBA Cup for Doc.
Hey, this is Doc Rivers, and you're listening to the Grab Bag. I got to get my larynx fixed.
Grab friend of the Grab Bag.
That is our guy right there. But, yeah, NBA Cup, so that'll be 8:30. Right after that, 9 o'clock start Bruins as they continue their Western road trip, taking on the Calgary Flames and
Calgary. We got to start saying it.
My bad, Calgary. That sounds like we know what we're doing.
Yeah. We sound like insiders.
So they open this road trip with back-to-back losses. They won on Saturday against Vancouver. So if they want a winning road trip, they got to win the next two. Calgary tonight, then Edmonton on Thursday. Both 9 o'clock. Puck drops.
We'll see who's in net. I don't know. I didn't see any of the morning skate today. We'll see who's in net. By the way, multiple texts on the text line, Keith, for calling that a reverse Paul situation. Not a reverse Paul Brown.
No, reverse Paul.
We had a reverse Paul.
We were both
situation.
Thinking Jake Paul.
Yep, we got
it. I said Logan Paul because that's who it is.
Got our Pauls crossed.
Hey, you want to see crazy?
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
Bill Belichick getting out to a hot start as the University of North Carolina head coach. Transfer portal is all the rage in college football.
Yeah, they had to hustle him in there to sign, I heard. Yeah.
He's already got a signing.
Oh.
An offensive lineman from Holy Cross.
Nice.
Got himself a Holy Cross.
No joke, Keith. In the last 10 minutes or so, and I just see it updated here, he has also signed a defensive lineman from Delaware.
Okay. The Blue Hens?
Yeah, Joe Flacco's.
Joe Flacco's.
Alma mater, yeah.
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon was a Blue Hen.
I believe went to Delaware.
Yep.
That ends the list.
I think that's all of them.
Elena Donna Dunn, the basketball player.
Della Dunn.
Didn't she go to Delaware?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think she did.
You know who's also from Delaware,
Holy
famously?
Cross in Delaware, who?
The state of Delaware, not the school.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Phillippe from Cruel Intentions.
Wow.
And I Know What You Did Last Summer.
The handsomest man in the history of Delaware.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, handsome for a lot of states.
Not a good husband, though, apparently.
Oh, is he not?
No, Reese Witherspoon said, you're done, son.
Okay.
Capital D.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
All right, I didn't know where else to do this on the show. So this is something I saw. This is a fantasy football related thing, not in my league or in your league. Fantasy etiquette question.
Good.
And I really go back and forth on this. So last week in most leagues, or not this past weekend, but 2 weekends ago, was the final week of the regular season. And so a lot of times it's, you know, you look at all the different tiebreakers, and you're like, if I win, I'm in. If I lose, I'm out. Or if I win, and then that guy over there loses, et cetera. We all know how tiebreakers work. There was a league where two guys realized that they both needed to win to go in. The loser was going to be out. However, if they tied, they'd both make it.
Okay, that's hard to do.
It's tricky, especially
like the Chargers Raiders game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, some leagues, before we went to fractional scoring, we had like a handful of ties.
Yeah, we would have ties.
But now fractional scoring, it's rare. These two guys sat everybody. They agreed to sit everybody, not play a lineup. Final score 0-0, both made the playoffs. Should that be allowed?
No. My answer to that is I am a firm
there's no.
There's
no real rule stopping it.
Well, there might not be a rule stopping it, but here would be my default rule. You have to field a lineup. You have to field a lineup. If you guys magically tied, you could start all your backups if you want.
What if you field a lineup with guys that are, like, not playing?
Like all guys
on
their bye week?
A couple years ago, tanking in Dynasty, and that has since been disallowed.
I feel like you would lose a friend over this.
You have to if two guys in my league
were in cahoots
sat
like that?
Sat their lineup so that I get boxed out of the playoffs, even if it's not specifically about me, but yeah. I am boxed out of the playoffs, yeah, I would lose my mind.
So the Twitch chat is saying I would boot both of them from the league,
yeah.
Bush League. It is. It is Bush
you
League. But the goal is to make the playoffs and win the thing, isn't it?
Yes, but you have to field a lineup to do it.
Okay.
Go ahead and play your worst guys if you want. It's not going to benefit you.
But like,
you have to fill out your lineup. Now,
if a guy played a bye week player by accident, you're not kicking him out of the league, are you?
No. We do fine. We fine. Invalid lineups.
I mean, that's rare, especially in a competitive league. But
our good pal DJ this year started Tyler Allgeier on his bye week and paid the $25 fine.
How about that?
Yeah, and he said, "I know what I'm doing. Long term, I understand what
I've
done."
That's a steep fine.
Yeah.
So there's a couple
invalid lineup is a $25
for Tyler
fine.
Tyler Allgeier.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
So there's a couple of things, at least in my league, that would prevent it. One, if you finish with the fewest points, you are last place. And we call it the Valerie Borchin Award winner. It's the guy who defecated on himself on the racewalk.
Sure.
So you have that. And so if you put up a 0 1 week, there's a decent chance you're just going to finish with the fewest points.
So both of them taking zeros didn't come into play with like points and tiebreakers and everything else.
They must have both had records good enough to get
in. That's a good point. Right. You would have still had to catch them in record for the points to matter.
We also have weekly high score payout. Yep. So you're basically punting on that, which I guess to make the playoffs you would, but it's another incentive to not do that. Because I've never even thought of it.
No, me either.
And now that that came out, I was like, man, there might have been years where that would have actually been in play. Because it always comes down to the last week.
That would have come into play for me specific. I think points would have come into play in this as a tiebreaker, so maybe it would have worked. But the two teams, one could have lost and missed the playoffs. If they would have tied, I think, I'm not sure I could have caught them. They probably could have done that in our league.
Yeah.
And I would have been...
It's pretty crazy. No, I would have lost my mind.
You have to field the lineup. Okay. That would be my rule.
I think that's a fair rule.
Any league bylaws or anything, but you have to field the lineup.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Yeah. 1, 2, grab bags.
Come for you. 3, 4, and lock your door.
You got a waiver pickup for us this week, Jones? Speaking of fantasy,
I do.
Fantasy playoffs, after all.
I think this is an empty the budget situation. Use number one waiver wire priority. I've given this tag a couple of times. I don't know how well that's worked out.
No, don't worry about it.
Jerome Ford. Nick Chubb is hurt. You probably need a running back at this stage. You're a David Montgomery owner or something. Yeah. You're a Nick Chubb owner.
You win your league because of Jerome Ford.
I mean,
it's
even,
possible. No, this happens. Remember Jerome Harrison that 1 year?
Yeah, he ran for like 300 yards and like, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I had him that year.
You
it
did?
Was incredible.
That
was
insane.
It was a waiver wire pickup.
I feel like that was cheating.
I know exactly what you're talking
sucked
about.
Sucked all year.
I fielded a full line. Jerome Harrison ran a team of mine to the championship.
He had like 2 games in a row, right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
He went nuts.
Yes.
He didn't do anything before or after.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes. Yeah. And so, Jerome Ford, if you have any free agent budget left, empty it. If you have the number one waiver priority, use it, especially, again, if you're a David Montgomery, Nick Chubb owner, even Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Saquon's playing this week. That is our pickup of the week brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. Cars for Kids. That is Cars with a K. Hopefully you're still alive and have time to use the waiver wire.
All right. That's very good.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
All right, Jones. How about this? University of Vermont, your old stomping grounds.
You know what? I was hoping this would come up in the grab
bag
today.
They won the men's college soccer championship. They're the best college soccer team.
It sounds very impressive. Do you know who they beat?
Marshall. What's going on with men's soccer?
To which I said, boy.
How is that the final?
The times have fallen since Mia Hamm and North Carolina were winning championships every year.
I was going to say, would you think it'd be like any of the California schools or any of like the ACC, SEC schools?
Yeah.
Vermont Marshall?
I heard the winning call, by the way, too, on this.
Real strong?
Pretty brutal.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite, but go Cats.
Yeah,
Cats. Their first championship.
Let's go Cats!
I believe that's their first NCAA championship in any sport.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Oh!
grab bag?
Aiden Hutchinson is on track for his goal to be back for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to,
I don't know,
assume that doesn't happen, but good for him. That's
it's probably unlikely.
It's important to have goals. Yeah,
you gotta. Everybody's got to have a good goal. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Let's get to...
What's in the
grab bag?
Wait, is that new?
No, that's an old,
an oldie but a goodie.
That's
an old one. I had not heard that.
Top basketball performers from last night, Jones. There's only three games.
I already have a pick.
Jimmy Butler.
Nope.
35 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists.
Not the one.
James Harden.
Nope.
41 points.
Good game.
6 assists.
Got to be the other guy.
PG-13, Paul George.
No.
35, 5, and 8.
No, I went with his teammate.
Domantas Sabonis.
No.
28, 14, and 6.
Nope.
Tyrese Maxey.
That's the one.
45 and 5.
That's the one.
Do you like that one?
I like that one.
I don't know. Jimmy Butler, James Harden. It was a good night for the old guys. Butler, Harden, and George.
Yeah.
Big
time throwback night, but good game for Maxey.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, the last couple of you guys have gotten really quickly. Billy and Jones didn't even allow people to guess you guys got them so quickly.
I don't like where this is going.
Ray Lankford, and who did you get yesterday?
Greg Jeffries.
Greg Jeffries smoked it. All right, we are going to go with a second baseman, primarily second base.
Uh-huh.
You could see him at short. You could see him at third. You could see him in center, left, and right.
Wow.
It's another Swiss
Army. Catching, no first base.
Correct.
It's not Ben Zobrist.
It is not Ben Zobrist. Mostly second base, but again, played literally everywhere. He played for the Detroit Tigers, the Atlanta Braves, the Kansas City Royals, and the Florida Marlins.
Ooh, I was thinking the O-Dog, Orlando Hudson, but I didn't hear Blue Jays in there. Okay.
Most of his games with the Tigers,
yep.
And then the other three teams pretty equal. But a lot of games, 15 years in the majors.
Brandon Inge.
No.
Wow, great guess.
Teammate with Brandon Inge, though. Definitely a teammate.
That's a great guess.
With Brandon Inge.
One of Francesa's favorites.
He was for sure one of his favorites.
He liked him. He liked him a lot.
Yes, he did.
Okay, it was Tigers, second base.
I personally have to like Inge a lot.
Loved him.
I like Inge a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
You need a guy in a bullpen.
I mean, if you could get Inge, I tell you, I would be interested in Inge.
Placido Polanco.
Oh.
Whoa.
Good guess. No.
I think Polanco's been one.
I think we've used him before.
Who are the teams again? Tigers and who else?
Tigers, Braves, Royals, Marlins. Braves.
Any all-star appearances?
Yes, Billy. Thanks for asking. He was a 2010 all-star with the Braves. Again, played mostly with Detroit, early in his career with Detroit, then came back.
Was he
back.
In the Miggy trade?
Oh?
Was he in the Miggy trade? Let's take a look here. Oh. I don't.
It's not Lou Whitaker.
Think so. He
not
was
Mock Lemke.
He was traded straight up for Jock Jones at one point.
Ooh.
He was in a deal with Anibal Sanchez. No, it's not Mock Lemke.
Anibal Sanchez was in that trade, though. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
So 2010 All Star. He played from 02 to 16.
Not Dan Uggla.
This is one of the newer players. Not Dan the
Man
Uggla.
Dan Uggla didn't play all over the field like that. He made way more All Star teams.
Maxed out at 16 dongs. Maxed out at 17 swipes.
Wow. Well, this is why we don't remember him.
271 career average, though.
That's also why we don't
Nothing
remember
Nothing to sneeze at.
All right. I'm about to cheat and look at the text line or.
Text or Twitch got it?
Twitch.
Text
I don't
line,
think the text does. It's not Craig Council.
Text line does not
it's
have
not Brandon
it.
Inge. Not Mike Lansing. Let's see. Does Twitch have it?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. They threw the last name's right.
Oh. McCann?
No, not Brian McCann.
Who is it?
McCann was a catcher.
Yeah, but there was two McCanns, weren't they? Oh, Omar Infante?
He got it!
There it is. I mean, I never would have got that.
Omar Infante?
I barely even remember Omar
I had
Infante.
To get, I had.
He
I
made
had
an all-star team?
Yeah. 2010 all-star team. Must have been a rough year for the Braves.
That's
a tough go.
That might have been what it was.
Omar Infante, one of the greats. That's a random baseball player.
That is.
Do you want to play the game? That's how you play the game.
It was a rough year for the Braves. They had 33-year-old Troy Gloss on that team.
Okay,
yeah,
they were 91-71.
Buddy of mine that plays had a good guess. Emilio Bonifacio.
That's a great guess. He would always get out to a red hot start in fantasy. You'd pick him up and then he'd be a dud the rest of the season.
Swiping bags. He was on the Royals.
He would lead the league in like triples.
Oh,
it was that guy. Yeah,
Bonifacio.
Yeah.
Text.
Oh no, they had four All Stars that year.
Text line, to its credit, usually there's a delay on the text line. They eventually got it. Our guy Dice
Omar
actually
Infante.
Got that.
Yeah, good one.
credit. Okay, well, that's good how one, you do the random baseball player.
Ooh, Joe McEwing is a good
guy. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Each and every day here on Jones and Keith.
It's fun. It's fun to have fun.
In the grab bag. It is fun to have fun. Yep.